Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. And as I mentioned, my guests here in the studio from the Farmington Public Library and the Four Corners Storytelling Festival, back for day number two, Jenny Lee Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning. See, now with the camera, you can see that it's day number two.
We can see that you're wearing different clothes, and you look like you've been through day one.
Yeah. I've survived.
So you're so back.
We're good.
Right. But you brought with you fresh-faced Andy Offit Irwin for his first appearance in our studio.
So very fresh-faced.
Yes, exactly, sir.
For the early morning.
Exactly. It's not really early because it's like 10 o'clock for you.
I know, but you know, right? I'm usually up at the crack of 10 at home.
Okay. Well, then this is perfect.
So this is about right.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
We were out partying last night, so.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
we like to close down that Mexican restaurant.
We did.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were at Si Senor last night for dinner. We took all the tellers. And
nice.
Had a really good time.
I'm going to adjust myself right here on camera because, yeah. Nice plug.
You're welcome.
There you are. All right. You should get some free tacos for that or something. I don't know. But Andy Offit Irwin, it is a pleasure to have you here with us on our visual radio studio.
I'm delighted to be back, Scott, to be back here at Four Corners. They're giving me another chance.
Right.
And I'm grateful for that.
Well, I think you deserve another chance.
Thank you.
You know, I think you really do. So that's wonderful. Jenny Lee Ryan, let's start with kind of the details on the festival, which gets underway in just maybe 90 minutes.
Just about, yeah. Starts at 9:30 at Burke Park.
Right.
Today it's a lot of field trips, and we're highlighting the youth tellers. So if you have been listening to Cuentos, Hanayan Tales here on KSJE, now is your chance to actually see the tellers that you've been listening to. We've got some delightful youth tellers. They're going to be emceeing in the tents during the day. And then after lunch, we will be featuring all of our youth tellers. You can get their autographs.
Very exciting.
And they're just all delightful. You worked with the triplets yesterday? No, that wasn't you. That was Anne.
Anne. They all look alike. Storytellers.
At this point for me, yes.
Okay. All right. But it's very nice. And these youth tellers have been practicing and kind of honing their storytelling skills, right?
All summer long. And you know, Flo Trujillo, this is her big project. And she just does such a great job working with the youth tellers and coaching them, getting the permissions for their stories and you know, helping along that next generation of storytellers.
Right. So that's happening this morning and afternoon at
Burke
Park.
At Burke Park. We'll be there 9:30 to 2.
Free.
Free.
Right.
Okay. I think everything with this festival is free.
Everything is free.
Isn't that, yes.
That's true.
That's an amazing thing because a lot of the festivals really are expensive throughout the country to have national acts come, and you get sort of a different audience. But in Farmington at the Four Corners, we have a lot of kids, a lot of families, a lot of the kids who have been in the schools that we've played for. They come out and they drag their parents along. So it's a neat, it's really a more diverse and a cooler audience, actually.
Well, thank you.
Nice opportunity to make it available to everybody.
Right.
No matter what. So I think that's part of the planning behind keeping it free, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, this is all organized by Farmington Public Library staff. I know I'm the one on the radio, but it takes a village and it takes all of us to put it together. And it actually saved us money by not charging because we didn't have to manage the ticket sales.
The admissions and stuff, yeah.
The admissions, today we will have wristbands just for the security of the children and the classes that are there for the field trips. But, you know, tomorrow just show up.
Right.
Just show up and have a good time.
Very good.
That's all we ask.
And Andy Offutt Irwin, as you mentioned, you appear at festivals throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would know these other festivals that charge or others that don't charge and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Some of them are quite expensive.
Yeah.
And don't tell Jenny Lee I said this, but when the kids come to the tents and we do the field trips, it's probably my favorite part of this festival.
Is it? Yeah.
It just see them piled in. And I've come to terms with, you know, they're brought in on a bus, and I've come to terms with the fact that most of this audience is forced to watch me from their schools.
Right.
But they're just a fresh-faced enthusiasm, and then to have the youth be the MCs, I don't know, I kind of vicariously go into that. I can just imagine how exciting that is for them.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm dying to get their autograph. And
see?
You know, I'm an old camp counselor, so
right.
I'm digging on it a lot.
There you go. Well, they may feel forced to come and hear you at the
right.
beginning, but once you start giving a story, they right. are mesmerized and they are engaged. I've seen it, so.
Thank you.
And I'm sure it's by choice, because the alternative is being in school.
Well, I know.
Yeah. It's like a day of recess with Andy Offutt Irwin.
Well, one time I played at school, so thanks for coming. They made us come. So.
Yeah.
Kind of run with that ever since.
I understand. Very good.
That's why I call it a benevolent heckle.
Right. See, that's true. So later on, though, there is other activities happening downtown at the Tota Theater tonight.
Downtown tonight, we've got bedtime stories at 5:30. You can bring your little ones, wear your jammies, and hear some great stories with Lori and Omar. And then we have ghost stories at 6:30. Sound effects provided by Andy Offutt Irwin.
Yeah.
It's if your little ones can handle it, you're welcome to stay. We do recommend ages 13 and up, but we're not throwing anyone out. We trust the parents to know what your kids can handle. And yesterday when I was at Pinion Hills Academy, I mentioned I mentioned bedtime stories to the pre-K and the kindergartners, and they're like, eh.
Oh.
And then I said ghost stories, and they're all, yeah, we're going.
See?
So, yeah.
Okay. So no age, you just, if you can handle it,
yeah.
Come on down to the Tota.
But I have told the tellers to bring it. So apparently Ann Rutherford brought down the house during Ghost Stories at the National Festival last weekend.
Okay.
And she's planning to do the same thing, so...
Get ready.
I'm just preparing you.
I know.
I will not be held responsible for, you know, peeing your pants or whatever. So, you know.
Well, thank you. I told you I wasn't allowed to say that on the radio. You told me the parameters here.
Are you kidding?
No,
You've met me, right?
So you can mark that name. Ann Rutherford is going to be the hottest new storyteller on the national circuit. She just crushed it in Jonesboro at the National
Storytelling. That's the National, yes.
Yes, the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee last weekend. And she brung it, man.
Nice.
It
was, and now we have her here.
Yeah, she's
How
here.
Lucky are we?
Right? Now, very lucky.
And you.
Oh,
how lucky
you.
Are we? We're doubly lucky.
We are.
And actually, all of them.
Well,
are wonderful, right?
Oh, they are.
Oh,
I mean,
they're so great.
All the tellers that, yeah. We had, in fact, let's talk about them briefly because we had Sonny Dooley here yesterday in that very chair, Andy Offutt Irwin, that you are now sitting in. So Sonny Dooley was here, and she is a native New Mexico storyteller.
Yes. The last time we had her here was, I believe, 2005, and she's told some great coyote stories yesterday at Pinion Hills Academy. We've got Lori and Omar. They're married, and they're both storytellers. So sometimes we've scheduled them together to tell in tandem. Sometimes we've broken them apart to see what they can do on their own. So that's a really nice mixed up feature that we have to this year's festival.
Right.
Of course, we have Andy Offutt Irwin. We'll hear from him. And then Ann Rutherford.
Yes, exactly.
Who's going to tell the scariest story we've ever heard tonight.
Evidently.
At the Tota Theater.
That's right. So.
I hope I'm not overselling it.
No, you know, she's all cute and pretty and waif light and then, you know, and just.
Yeah.
And then she brings it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exciting. I know every year when I go home after the ghost stories, I have to turn on all the lights in the house.
Why do you think I bring my husband?
For several hours.
Like, you stay awake.
Yes, exactly. But that's tonight. Again, the bedtime stories start at 5:30?
5:30. Ghost stories at 6:30.
Okay.
And again, it's free.
It's free, everybody, at the Tota Theater. And it is during the autumn art walk. So if you're downtown already, you can just pop in.
Just pop in. It's free. And, check it out. Get a little sample of what a storytelling festival is.
Right.
Because it is a thing. It's a national thing.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing. And we're so lucky to be able to have one here in the Four Corners. So check it out if you're, you know, if you've never been to one before, you're walking downtown, come in, hear a story, and then join us again tomorrow at Berg Park.
Right.
And then tomorrow night at the Tota Theater at 6:30, it's the finale. So it's your last chance to hear each one of the tellers.
Very exciting. And again, all free. Free for
all free.
All of it's free.
There you go.
You know, it's, I just wanted to mention that it's free.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
I didn't want to forget to mention that.
Right. Yeah. Also.
Yeah.
It's free.
All right. Well, good to know. Is that new? Is that new?
No.
Okay. Four Corner Storytelling Festival happening today and tomorrow. Berg Park in the mornings and afternoons and the Tota Theater in the evenings on Friday and Saturday.
You got it.
That's what we're talking about this morning. And Andy Offutt Irwin is here with us. And Andy, talk to me a little bit about your background. You've been doing stories now for...
I was officially on the bill from about 2004 and 5.
Okay.
My first national was 2004.
Right.
And completely changed my career. I quit my day job as a theater director at Emory University and joined this happy, merry band of vagabonds who go all over the country. And this is the season. So 2 weeks ago, I was in Pennsylvania, last week in Tennessee, this week here. Omar and Lori and I were together in Idaho last month, and it's the nicest people in show business, and because we're in the joy business, and that's what I always tell people. I'm in
right.
the joy business, so we think we're funny, but
I know you're funny. I know well, you're funny.
I'm not funny yet. Yeah. This is
well,
just a radio interview.
That's all right.
But
you're revving up. I can tell.
So, it's warming up.
So I'm excited to be back and. Here in particular, because this is a different audience. Oftentimes, the audiences at storytelling festivals are sort of an older, affluent group. And this is we have a greater number of families who come out to this.
Sure.
And it changes how we bring it.
Right.
Which is pretty delicious.
And as I mentioned yesterday on the air, and I'll repeat it again today, because when I'm in the tents emceeing and watching you all perform and telling your stories, and I look out at the audience, and it is a mix of children and right. adults and parents, maybe grandparents, aunts, uncles, but it doesn't matter what age or how right. affluent or not that they are all mesmerized and listening and hanging on every word of your stories.
Well, what we try to do, and, you know, you hear the term family entertainment, people will think, oh, it's for kids. And my angle on family entertainment is I'm going to make fun of grown-ups in front of the kids. I'm going to make fun of the kids in front of the grown-ups. And everybody can come together for that. And in storytelling, what's particularly unique, sometimes I tell people, think stand-up comedy, but with content and with longer forms. And our job is to make the audience see the picture. So we want the house lights up a bit so we can see the audience. And then a communication happens. And I don't think there's anything else in theater or in the arts quite like it, where we work hard to make you see what's happening. And then we hear the laughter, which is, as Tom Stoppard said, the sound of comprehension. so it's fun as all get out.
It is fun. And you all have such a great relationship as you travel around to these different festivals. I'm always amazed when you get back together, whether it's at this festival or others. You may not have seen each other for a few months or years, but it seems like you've never stopped hanging out together.
It's true.
All you tellers.
In fact, when Jenny Lee came to pick us up, you know, to pick me up for this,
yeah.
you know, I was hanging out with Norm and Ann, and I hadn't seen Ann last week for a couple of years, although I'd been pitching her to the National. So it was just, bam, we're all just talking everything from baseball to fashion to the arts to... How to land a joke.
Picks right back up. Like you've never been apart.
Yeah, it's
you know?
True.
It's
true.
Like that old friend that you've had for years and years and years.
And we find the audiences like seeing that. They can tell sure. that we like each other. And that electrifies the audience in another way.
Very true. Very true. Jenny Ryan, again, this is a big commitment with the Farmington Public Library to put this
it
on
is.
Every
yes.
year. It takes a lot of planning. I mean, the storytellers are great, but sometimes they're kind of like herding cats. Sometimes.
Don't tell Andy, but yes.
I won't tell
if
Andy.
If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's what Mom always said. Well, and going back to
I'm
the...
I'm saying nice cats. I mean, they're very nice and fluffy and purring cats. They're just
cats
sometimes.
Yes. So, no, I say when I have all the tellers in the van and they're all talking to each other and all trying to one-up each other, it's almost like driving a carpool of, like, toddlers. Is what I would imagine it would be.
Late middle-aged toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean by partying last night. We were all there at dinner, and the, you know, there were some reunions, there were some meeting some new people, and it was just a great conversation, like all the way down the table.
It was. So, yeah. It was pretty amazing.
Always fun. And again, each teller brings a different type of a story, I think. You all have different experiences and different things that are part of your stories and make up your stories. And so it's, for me, it's fascinating to listen to the different types of stories that we hear at a festival like this.
We all bring our region with us.
Right.
And I often get asked, every gig, especially when I'm in the South, does my material work outside of the Southeastern United States? Because I'm a Southerner. It's my job. I was born in Georgia. I'm sixth generation Newton County. That's why my head is so small. And if you're going to laugh, laugh out loud into the mic.
I'm sorry. No, I'm on the camera, so I can giggle.
Pretty laugh. Anyway, focus.
Yeah.
But what audiences immediately tune into without even knowing it is authenticity. So when Anne does a story about being a woman who's a cowgirl, you know, when she does her Clementine stories, she knows that region so well. And when she tells a tall tale in that character, it becomes authentic. And when I tell something from the South, it's authentic. When Kevin Kling, he's not here this year, but when he's, you know, when Kevin and I are together and he's, you know, from Minnesota, he's ice fishing Minnesota, all the time. Yeah. But people recognize how similar we are just because we're bringing our region and we're being authentic to that region. So, you know, when you tell a story, when you read a book, you want to get into a place. Our job is to bring you to the place, bring you the people to that place, and then show how we're more alike than not. Which is one of my little missions in the world.
Even though we come from so different areas
and
have so much different experiences and things like that. And again, it's the art of the storyteller that really creates that mental picture, like we do on the radio sometimes, of letting you listen to that story and really feel like you're in that environment and you grew up in the South, even if you've never been to the South. But because of your story, we kind of know some of those Southern things that happen.
You guys, it is way too early to get this deep.
I'm sorry. All right.
Are we getting deep?
Once again, Jenny Lee has brought us back to reality, and it looks like we're going to take a break. So let's take a break, everyone, and we will get ready.
Get a little rug for my water.
Yeah, a little coaster, rug coaster. There you are.
Thank you. I worked the camera one time with a little rug.
I got one, too.
There you are. No one can see that. Okay. Thank you both for being here. Let's take a short break. When we come back, everyone, more with my guests in just a moment right here on KSJE. The time is 8:29.
This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center.
My guests in the studio this morning from the Four Corners Storytelling Festival, Jenny Lee Ryan is here from the Farmington Public Library. Once again, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you to KSJE for supporting the Four Corners Storytelling Festivals for so many years.
We are glad to be a sponsor of the festival, and so rain or shine, we'll be in the tents tomorrow and today, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, the festival is intense.
It is intense. How about that? Never heard that before.
I gotta get my composure.
Yeah, please, everybody.
Day two.
Here she is. Okay. But anyway, it's good to have you here. And Andy Offutt-Irwin, storyteller extraordinaire, is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Honored to be here, Scott.
We're thrilled to have you back. And welcome back to Farmington and to the Four Corners Storytelling Festival. And so you're going to share a little bit of story stuff with us.
Well, I was going to introduce everybody to my primary character, Marguerite Van Camp. Marguerite is 85 years old and only recently graduated from medical school.
So I hope you come and see us in our little hospital in Georgia. We have an antebellum house that we bought. You know, it had been abandoned for 10 years. And so we got it cheap, and it has two magnolia trees on the side, so we only have to paint the front. And We serve two purposes in our area. We're a hospice for people who won't admit it. Sometimes very conservative people, because the first time they ever heard the word hospice was from Bill Moyers on the PBS, so they think death and dying is a liberal issue. And we're the emergency room for the ashamed. Like, you know, Ray McFarland has the asthma, and he carries an albuterol inhaler in his pocket. And he had an episode there, and he pulled out his inhaler, and but he had a Sucrate lozenge in the barrel there, and it got caught in his esophagus. And it wasn't going to dissolve because it was still in the wrapper. So he came to our hospital, came through our portico where we bought Gene Cannon's air hose bell when he sold his Pure Oil station. Young people don't remember the air hose bell, but you go over, kang, kang, and, oh, we have an emergency, let's go see. And Ray was, so we rushed him in there. And Mary Frances, she practices holistic medicine and alternative cures. So she went into the kitchen of our hospital and pulled out her favorite hot sauce. It's called Scorned Woman. And she poured in a little pill cup, you know, if you go to McDonald's, you get ketchup in there. But this is a medical supply, so it's $40.
Right.
And she said, drink this down, and he was healed.
That's Marguerite.
There you go. See? And that's some of the stories that she finds herself in.
I'll be at Burge Park, is it called?
Bird Park.
Burg.
Uh-huh.
It's a hard G.
Hard G.
I'm chastened and rebuked. Thank you. And I'll be there, and I understand y'all have the little privies.
Yes.
So there'll be plenty of those. I used to be afraid of those. You know, I didn't know if they would be. But it's not so bad, and there's a little bucket there for your purse.
Thoughtful. Very thoughtful. See? Thank you. Can't wait, Aunt
You're
Marguerite.
Afraid,
we're looking forward to it. Exactly. Jaylee Ryan, did you bring the bucket?
Not today. Not
it's mounted in there.
Yeah.
It's part of the...
Yes. In there.
Construction.
It's all there. Built into the contract.
It is way too early.
Yes, this morning from the Farmington Public Library.
Somebody's going to make a Facebook comment.
It's going
to
be
you,
a
Scott.
Meme. I know. Yeah, something. Someone needs to. I got it.
My one joke. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. All right. It is the Four Corner Storytelling Festival. It gets underway at Burg Park later on this morning, 9:30.
9:30 to 2.
There's three tents
full
of tellers, full of kids today, because today is field trip day. So there's buses of kids. They're arriving by the busload.
But you're still welcome to come out on your lunch break, see what it's all about, get a little flavor of it. And I guarantee you're going to be hooked. So you'll definitely want to join us tonight at the Totaw Theater, tomorrow again at Burg Park, and then tomorrow night at the Totaw Theater.
Very true. And again, if you've got young kids in the family, or if you're grandparents or aunts or uncles or whatever, you can bring the younger kids to the bedtime stories. And if you think they can handle it, they can stay for the ghost stories.
It's totally up to you.
Tonight?
I am the last person who's going to tell you how to parent.
Well, that's for sure. That's very
she had
true.
To deal with hearing about her dogs last night.
Yeah. Did you? Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes.
You got to enjoy hearing about my dogs last night.
The new puppy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do want to say a little... I don't know if we're supposed to plug this or not, but the Totaw is quite a treasure in this community.
The theater, downtown.
It's just so much fun. It's just the right size. Somebody had the forward thinking to save this movie hall and turn it into a really great performing arts space.
True.
So I love being in there. And you can eat your popcorn inside. There's no sign that says, no food or drink in the auditorium.
No, that's true.
It's a movie house.
And if you get the seat with a little table, you can just lay it all out in front of you.
Yeah.
Just graze while you're listening to stories.
Man, I could live there.
Right? I know. That's true. But tonight, Totaw Theater, beginning at 5:30 with the bedtime stories, 6:30 for the ghost stories. And supernatural stories.
Yes.
Is what you said yesterday.
Yes. So, and Andy is still trying to figure out what he's going to tell. So
I am.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
I thought you were.
Okay.
I thought that was hard. Have you figured it out?
Oh, it's going to be what I told you.
Maybe
he's
been inspired from...
I inspired
your
him.
Dog stories.
Yeah, my dog stories.
No, I'm going to tell about. Is anybody watching? I'm going to tell about.
No one's watching.
I have in my time in real life created ghosts for my friends and family that are undeniable. That to this day, my friends and family believe those ghosts are real.
Uh-huh.
For example, at my college, which had an electronic carillon that played Westminster chimes. But the north speaker was blown, so we found out it ran on a piano roll. So at 2 o'clock one morning, we changed it. It was an old dead German professor and music professor had bought this system.
Sure, right.
And one of the rolls said, "Roll out the barrel." So at 2 in the morning, it played. And then we put it all back together and fixed it. And to this day, there are people who went to Georgia College in Milledgeville who are absolutely convinced that the ghost
it was a ghost happened.
So I have a series of those fake ghost stories.
A ghost fond of polkas, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. So
ooh, it's weird, the polka ghost.
It was a weird combination of tunes. We figured Roll Out the Barrel would just be off.
Different enough. That would catch people's attention, right? At 2 in the morning.
Well, so I'll be telling one of those tonight.
Okay.
He was chicken dancing at midnight.
Right.
Something, right? That's
true.
Well, it is happening tonight and again tomorrow at Bird Park. So if you need something to do on a Saturday morning or afternoon, again, 3 tents full of tellers at Bird Park.
Yeah, lots of fun. Come and check it out. I cannot stress this enough. If you've never been to one, check it out, because the first one in 2005, when I first started at the library, they sent me to Timpanogos. I called it Tippy Gonzo because I was, I couldn't figure it out.
What a shame.
So,
yeah, what a name.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm going to this event for kids, and, you know, I'm just not, you know. And the very first story, I was hooked. I mean, I was just drawn in. I was hooked, and I just couldn't wait to get to the next day. I think it was about 3 days.
It's a 3 day.
Yeah.
You kind of started to stalk some of the tellers, didn't you? From tent to tent,
well,
in a nice way.
That's the nice way to put it.
Yeah.
You can make the festival whatever you want it to be. So that's the beauty of having the tents. You can sit in
one
tent.
I've heard it's intense.
We've done that joke.
I know, but that's what I do. It's my whole, I know.
You can sit in one tent and watch, you know, which tellers come through and get a good variety. Or if you really, you know, just really are drawn to one teller, you can follow them from tent to tent and hear a variety of their stories.
Right. True. In the tents.
In tents, yes.
I'm just making that point, Andy.
By the way, it's also free.
He's so disappointed.
Is it free?
Is it free?
It's free, yes.
It's free, everyone.
If you're just joining us,
good to know.
Free.
That's
it's
true.
Free.
All right. Very, very good. And having it at Bird Park is somewhat by design as well, along the river as the trees are changing and things like that. Yes?
It's a great fall event, as Andy said. This is the storytelling season. So being along the river, outside with the trees, we have the tents just in case the weather doesn't hold. But it looks like...
today you're good.
Today we're good.
Tomorrow we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Thunderstorm.
You never know.
So, but we're intense.
You're
so
intense.
Yeah.
You're intense, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh.
That's true.
We've met.
You know, this year I started getting punchy on Monday. That usually doesn't happen till like Friday or Saturday. So
be a good couple of days, Andy Offit Irwin. Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know,
you are in for a treat.
I'm here to tell you, I have a lot of miles on me with this sort of business. My first solo set at the National Storytelling Festival, it was raining hard. And there was an electricity in the tent. It was a big tent. There was an electricity in that space, and everyone was sort of, this is not going to bring more audience, but there was this sweet common suffering. I don't know. It's just, it was electric. People were laughing their heads off, and we all sort of get into our comfort. You know, we control the temperature in our homes. We control the temperatures in our car seats, which is another conversation entirely.
Right.
But it's and it's not going to be uncomfortable, but if it's raining tomorrow, so what, man? It's going to be fun.
That's true.
Come suffer with us. That's our new tagline.
That's really going to go over.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Anyway. But there is something about a live performance, I think, and a shared experience, even
nothing
if it's,
like it.
You know, raining or cold or warm or whatever, but you all sharing that, you all get to experience that together as the audience and the performer.
I this sounds braggy. I do pretty good. I make pretty good storytelling albums, CDs, for people under 40. There used to be these little discs with little rainbows on them. And I work really hard to get an ambient sound from the audience so that you feel like you're in the space, and we work really hard, and people will buy my CDs, and then they will come to the live show and say, wow, the live show was so much more fun. And I said, that's because it was live. You were experiencing with other people, and you were working. You were an audience of a community, and that's one of the things about being a story in the storytelling audience. You're part of a community. You share these things. There's something I call a wave joke, where maybe a third of the audience gets a joke right away, and it waves through the house, and then people can actually have permission to sort of explain the punchline to each other, and there's a shared moment. There's nothing like that in any other kind of art form. Stand-up doesn't allow for it. Folk music doesn't allow for it. A proper play with a set and sure. A cast doesn't allow for that, and that's my other job. I'm an old theater director. Nothing allows that. For an audience to live that way, to be in the moment, to be present, which is something we all strive for. We all want to live in the moment instead of the past or the future. Some people want to live in the past, but, you know, who cares? But people who live in the moment, they find themselves feeling so very alive in a storytelling audience. And that's what they keep telling me all the time, those audiences.
Sure. And you kind of build off of that, I would think, that energy that you get back from the audience when you're up on stage.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And it's once again, that's why we have the house lights up, so we can see. That's something I had to learn in storytelling, because I'm an old theater guy.
Right.
I was used to
performing. You want that murky blackness usually
out
there,
right? Yeah, I was
used
to that. And people said, no, you need the house lights up. So I was, you know, my tech writer says house lights at 30%. Yeah, right. That ever happens. But we can see the audience. And the audience can see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, they can turn and say, "Did you hear that?" So that it's just—it's really cool.
It is. And again, today will be an audience mostly of school children, but others are invited. Everyone's invited to come. And then tomorrow, it's open to everybody too. Again,
let's be real. It's Friday. You're gonna knock off work early, so just come on out to the
join
the
us.
Festival.
That's what you do. Yeah,
it's true. come over to Bird Park and check it out, and then head out to the art walk downtown and
plan your art walk to end at the western end of Main Street, and you'll be right by the Tota Theater.
Exactly.
See, there you are.
Get in the van. We offer tranquility. Get in the van.
Or the theater.
No, the theater.
Either way, that's true.
Yeah.
I do want to ask you a little bit about your experience yesterday, Andy Uffederman, because Thursday was kind of the day when the tellers get mobile and do get in the van and go out to the...
Laugh out loud in front of the mic. You're turning away. You're stifling laugh. That's just rude.
I know, but I almost...
An on-camera spit take is what we almost had.
I don't do spit takes.
I'll teach you.
But you were running around to the schools yesterday.
First school was Ojo.
Ojo Amarillo? Yes.
And, you know, they come in. And they had me in the gymnasium. And the library has its own PA system, which is a crazy luxury, because when I'm in my own car, I carry my own PA. And it's just fun. You know, the first time, when a kid first comes in the hall, wherever I'm playing, I start goofing with a little 12-year-old. I start playing right away to establish what's going on. They don't know what's going on, but they know that something fun's going
to
happen.
They don't know what to make of you, probably, when they see you.
If you can control what I call the stalking teachers, that when the teachers start swarming teachers, you know, because one kid will like dis crisscross their applesauce, you know, and the teachers will come and I always say, y'all, the teachers are starting to swarm, just chill out, because the kids are fine, they're just being
a little
involved.
Fidgety maybe, but still paying attention.
But no, I'm you know, when the teachers are involved, I mean, they always are. It's a mighty time, and I'll always check my watch and say, okay, I'm supposed to be finished at 40 after. And I'm never happier than when the teachers say, keep going. And then, of course, the principal, you know, you can tell the principal because she always has a walkie-talkie, the bigger walkie-talkie. There's small ones, but the big walkie-talkie goes to the principal.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that, but it's true.
They didn't have walkie-talkies when I was in school, so.
No, you know. They've had them for the last several years.
They have, you know.
Many years. Anyway, but that was really, really fun. We had a great
time. Tin cup on a string in your school.
And then what's really fun is when you're world famous in a school, once you've played for the whole school in two sets, and there's a bunch of kids on the playground, and you're getting in the van, and all the kids in the playground go, Andy, bye! You know, it's just, okay, you know it's worked when they just want to say goodbye to you.
Sure.
And they're yelling from the playground.
You made their day.
Yeah.
Goodbye in a joyful way, not goodbye.
Yes, right.
I think it's time you left.
Right.
Yeah.
The van is leaving.
The van is leaving. Get up. Go. Yeah. Just go.
Right.
The important thing about the schools is we use this as a reward for the teachers that are involved and who encourage their kids to sign up and participate in summer reading. So this is a reward going to the students that participated in the summer reading program, that they get a teller in their school. And then the teachers are the ones that go to our teacher orientation at the beginning of the year. And that's the time where we can, you know, kind of set the tone and get teacher input on what they want from the Farmington Public Library and how we can accommodate them with our library adventures and how they can work with us by following the rules and the reason why we have the rules and the library adventures set up the way they are. So it really is a reward for the teachers to get Andy off at Irwin. It's not a punishment. It's a but that's
when Lev's in town, when Bill Lev's in town.
That's a punishment.
Well, there
yeah,
you go. Maybe
yeah,
that's true.
So,
but
yeah, right. So participate in summer reading and you might get a teller at your school. So.
That's how it all works, right?
That's how it works, yeah.
I'm just going to say, just speaking of the library and speaking of education, and I've played in hundreds of schools, literally. I can spot the teacher that is connected to the library. That teacher is involved in the story with their kids, and that teacher's kids are the most involved group in the room. There's a correlation between the teachers who come and use the library services and their success in the classroom. And I can spot it from the lifeguard chair of the stage.
Right.
I can just see it. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, the second school was Northeast.
Sure.
Right.
We have one. Yeah.
We
have one called Northeast.
I don't remember the name of the school where I've just been.
But I don't remember either.
We don't have a Northwest, so I think you picked correctly.
Okay, good. But I walked up to this teacher. She was sitting on the floor with the kids. Her kids were like just with me. And I said, "Are you the teacher of the library?" And she said, "You know, that was part of the library." She goes, "Oh, yeah." Just, "Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah."
See, you knew. Yeah.
And you could just see. But the kids were involved. And you can tell that's translated into the classroom. I can just tell you.
Well, and it's using stories to teach. I mean, there's a reason why the oral tradition has gone on for so long, like longer than we know. The stories are used to teach because it's an engaging way to teach. It's an engaging way to learn. And it's better than, you know, learning how to take a test. You're actually learning and engaging. So
sure.
That's why it's important to read. That's why it's important to listen to stories. That's why it's important to share your stories.
And that's what this event helps too, to remind families that we all have our own stories of relatives and those who came before to pass down generation to generation, as some of these stories have been that the tellers are telling.
That's what
we
it's
all know
about.
when we're with our elders in the family and they pull out the photo album, the photos are okay. You know, sepia tones, kind of, you know, taken with a brownie camera, but then the stories start up. And that's when the photo album does its job.
Very true. Very true. We're almost out of time this morning, everybody. It's, again, another wonderful program. Andy F. at Irwin, we're so thrilled to have you back at the festival and here on KSJE this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Appreciate you bet. J.D. Ryan, there are a couple other events coming to the Farmington Public Library in the next few weeks we want to mention briefly.
That's right. Check our calendar at infoway.org. Next weekend is our Plain Air event, and the weekend after, it's our More Than Fry Bread event with a showing of Travis Holt Hamilton's new TV show, and then the Ever Popular.
That's Thursday of
That's
the week,
Thursday,
right? And then
yeah.
Friday is
and
the
then
Ever
Friday
Popular.
Is the Friday Fry Bread Cook-Off. So it's all on the calendar. Just go to infoway.org, click the little button that says calendar. You can see it all.
There you go. Free.
Free.
Still free.
Man. We're a library. Everything's free.
Everything is free. There you are. And the Storytelling Festival, again, everybody, will be at Berg Park. I will be at Berg Park this morning beginning at 9:30.
Well, then I'm going. Then.
One of the
yeah,
three.
So
that'll
there.
Do it. Okay. That'll bring them in by the busloads, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
At 9:30.
World famous in Farmington.
Yes, exactly. Yes, sir. And then, of course, later on tonight at the Tota Theater beginning at 5:30 with the bedtime stories and the ghost stories at 6:30.
Exactly.
I'm going to be there for that, too.
You got it.
That's
yeah.
right. Wearing a bat suit.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
How about that?
Can't wait.
There you are.
Right.
She said bring it.
Uh-huh.
You heard her.
I heard her.
I'm bringing it. All right.
Well, it will be scary, so
that
that'll work.
Maybe in an unintended way, but yes, there you are.
Oh, no, I think it's totally intentional.
Okay. Thank you very much, both
You're
of you.
You're welcome.
Despite what you said. Thank you all very much. And again, thank you for listening and watching, everybody. This is KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. I'm Scott Micklin. It is 8:57. Roving with the Arts is coming up after the news at 9 o'clock. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.